While yesterday's meet at Trainer was postponed due to weather, Riverside track head coach Alex Oliver focused on what they can control when looking at this track season. It all comes down to training your body and mind to be prepared for when they get on the track.
A lot of it's just mentally being prepared for when we get the opportunity to race, knowing that we don't always get control of weather. We don't get control of those aspects, but we can get after that practice, work hard when we're all there, and kind of plan on future success.
In last week's meet at Griswold, Riverside finished fourth overall with a total of 70 points and even was missing a few runners due to spring break. The runners who finished well in the meet were Jackson Gordon in the hurdles, Dawson and Brody Henderson in the 1600 meter run, and Owen Fenner in the 800 meter.
Yeah, a lot of our young guys have really seized some opportunities because last week we had multiple people go out of town. We had spring break last week. So some of those younger guys stepped up and kind of embraced some of those opportunities. Jackson Gordon had a good night. Both the Hendersons, Dawson had a really good mile. Brody ran some really important races for us. And then Owen Fenner was just a tough freshman. He came out and held on in the 4x8 against a pretty good ACGC anchor leg.
Riverside features even more boys who will make an impact this season that weren't able to run in last week's Griswold and Stanton co-ed meet. Grady and Cole Jepson, Mason and James McCready, and Keaton and Kyler Reakin are just a few of the many runners who will strive towards success this season for the Bulldogs.
Grady and Cole Jepson, those two brothers are going to have some good positive contributions this year for our track team. Then, yeah, Mason McCready and James McCready. We're also out of town. Mason's been a multi-time state qualifier in cross country and track. So I'm looking forward to good things from them. And then Keaton and Kyler Reakin were both out of town last week. So they both have been really big contributors to our program. So I'm looking forward to seeing all of those guys race. In the field events, we're going to have to score some more points. So we're going to have to figure out what to do there. But on the track, I'm looking forward to seeing some of these relays and individual events have success.
Track and field may not be the most exhilarating sport to watch, but it is where you see some of the top athletes in the region go head-to-head with one another. Coach Oliver is so excited about multiple aspects of track and field, from the training specifications at different events and the technicality that goes into both the training and the events themselves. It teaches both the body and mind and one of the most challenging aspects it could face.
There's so many different aspects of track and field that makes me excited. There's different lengths of races that you have a different combination of kids each time. Maybe you have different relays. You have to prepare kids for all the way from a 60 meters indoor all the way to a 3,200 meters outdoor. Those got just wide swath of different races makes it so you have to do training plans that are specific to groups. So that's a fun thing. Being very, very technical with all the field events is something that takes a lot of effort, mind work that hopefully pays off at the end of the season.
Riverside competed with a smaller squad last week and goes into this Thursday at AHSCW to see what they're made of.
I'd like to score a lot more points than we did on last Thursday. We have more people back, so I have higher expectations. I'm looking for some improved overall times, but I'm also looking for some improved efforts. I think we competed really tough last Thursday, and now that we have more guys back, we have to keep that level of competition high.
The Bulldogs will travel to AHSCW High School this Thursday, April 4th, to take on local teams AHSCW, Audubon, Exira EHK, Griswold, and Sydney. The meet will start at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.